Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I would like to welcome here in the press center once again the Secretary General, Mr. Foch Rasmussen, in Prague, in his new capacity of the Secretary General. Some of you may remember his last visit as the Prime Minister of the Danish government. We've now completed a substantial part of the top discussions. We will have more opportunities to discuss relevant issues during the lunch, and the Secretary General will also meet the Foreign Minister and the Minister of Defense at separate meetings. The topic of global security and the role of the alliance in this framework was what we discussed during our previous meeting. After 10 years, the alliance is now working on a new strategic concept, which is not just a technical matter. It's not just about the deployment of soldiers and equipment and logistics. It's a document which is, of course, deeply political. It is being prepared very carefully, and it will be discussed since early May, and the Czech Republic plans to take a very active role in it. The strategy is based on two pillars: the traditional role of territorial protection and defense, and the second pillar, deployed missions, out-of-area missions. We have clarified during our discussion that the strategic concept is taking place within what the Secretary General called new dynamics. The two pillars are connected vessels, and there are certain phenomena strengthening the relation between the pillars, be it the context of the alliance operations in Afghanistan as elsewhere, cyber security, all these new phenomena that have to be taken into account when formulating the new strategic concept. We also discussed Afghanistan. It's one of the alliance's priorities, and the Czech Republic is aware of it. I welcome the fact that the Secretary General appreciated the Czech involvement in Afghanistan. I was very happy to hear, and it is also the opinion of the Czech foreign policy, there must be a balance between military involvement and civilian involvement, training teams, assistance to reconstruction efforts, education of local population, and preparations for improving the capabilities of Afghans to take over. I informed the Secretary General that the Czech government had decided to submit to the Parliament a proposal to increase the Czech contingent in Afghanistan this year by 55 troops, and we are working very actively on it within the Parliament, but we must wait for the final decision of the Parliament before the elections in May. We have also touched upon the subject of missile defense and the progress work on creating a new concept in this area. So much for the topics that we discussed with the Secretary General. We've discussed so far, and as I mentioned, we will continue our discussion during the lunch.
Thank you very much. Prime Minister, thank you for your warm welcome. It is indeed a great pleasure for me to be back in Prague, now in my capacity as Secretary General of NATO. And let me take this opportunity to express my strong appreciation of the significant Czech contributions to NATO operations and missions. You have contributed significantly to our mission in Kosovo. You contribute in a very valuable way to our operation in Afghanistan. We appreciate very much the job your soldiers do in Afghanistan. Your provincial reconstruction team in Logar serves as a good example as to how we can combine civilian reconstruction and security. I would also stress that the Czech Republic has taken the lead in a helicopter initiative, an initiative where a number of countries pool their resources with the aim to make our helicopter capacity more efficient. By pooling resources, by pursuing a multinational solution, we can achieve better solutions than individual nations could do if they did it on their own. So this initiative could serve as a good example for similar initiatives in other areas within our alliance. So we appreciate very much your strong commitment to the NATO alliance. Next, a couple of words on our operation in Afghanistan. 2009 was a difficult year. Many casualties, a lengthy and complicated electoral process in Afghanistan. But I expect new momentum, new progress in 2010. Firstly, because we have decided to increase the number of troops, international troops, significantly. Almost 40,000 extra troops from 36 allies and partners. A real demonstration of solidarity and commitment. Secondly, because we have decided to increase the number of Afghan security forces, Afghan soldiers and Afghan police. So they will engage more in securing their own country. But to that end, we also need to train and educate more Afghan soldiers and police. So we have established a training mission, and I urge all allies to contribute to the training mission, because training our Afghan soldiers and police is crucial if we are to hand over gradually responsibility to the Afghans themselves. And we have laid out a strategy, a clear strategy, for this transition to Afghan lead. And finally, the international community has committed itself to more development assistance, and the Afghan government has committed itself to better governance, including strengthened fight against corruption and drug trade. And all these elements will create a new momentum, new progress in 2010. Many people ask, when will the mission in Afghanistan end? And the answer is short and clear. Our mission in Afghanistan will end when the Afghans are capable to take responsibility themselves. And and the sooner the better. But we have to make sure that they can take responsibility, and therefore we need to train and educate more Afghan soldiers and more Afghan police. I appreciate very much your intention to further increase the Czech contribution to our mission in Afghanistan. I will discuss this in further details later today, but I can tell you that I will focus very much on how we can strengthen our training mission. What we need now is a significant increase in the number of trainers. We need trainers. And I will focus on that, and I hope the Czech Republic could contribute trainers to our mission in Afghanistan. And I think people will understand how essential such contribution would be, because it is about transition of responsibility to the Afghans. And people want to see a light at the end of the tunnel, and it would be a light at the end of the tunnel to see provinces handed over to the Afghans. But to reach that goal, we need a strong training mission. We need more Afghan soldiers and more Afghan police. Finally, we also discussed the new strategic concept, NATO's new strategic concept. The purpose of a strategic concept is to describe what is the core function of NATO. And let me stress, the core function of NATO is territorial defense of our member states and their populations. This has been the core function since NATO was established 61 years ago, and it will remain the core function of NATO. Having said that, we also have to strike the right balance, because territorial defense today involves much more than it did 61 years ago. We have to realize that defense of our own borders may start far away from our own borders today. Afghanistan is an example. We are in Afghanistan to protect our people against terrorism. So it's an example that if you are to make territorial defense efficient and credible, then you have to deploy forces far beyond your own borders. Another example, cybersecurity. Some allies have seen cyber attacks. Cyber attacks can be devastating for your society. Without one single soldier crossing your border, you can cause a lot of damage to any society. We have to develop a capacity to protect our societies and protect our people against this new threat from cyberspace. So territorial defense today may start even in cyberspace. And a third and final example. In the coming years, we may see a threat from missiles. And therefore, territorial defense today is also to develop a strong missile defense system, to protect our populations by establishing a shield to protect us against hostile missiles. These three examples demonstrate that there is no contradiction between the classical territorial defense and a strengthened capacity to address the new threats of the 21st century. And this will be a very important element in the new strategic concept to make sure that NATO modernize and adapt to address the new threats of the 21st century. Thank you.
I would like to thank both gentlemen, and there's enough time for three questions. on Tejo Scott Czech Radio. First question addressed to Prime Minister Fischer. You said that you had acquainted Secretary General with the Czech government's proposal to increase the number of troops in Afghanistan. Were you able to give him any assurances in the light of the situation in the parliament?
The Baltic states are demanding some kind of previous agreement with NATO and EU allies in a case that a member of NATO wants to sell weapons to, let's say, controversial country. What's your opinion on that? Thank you.
And the first question addressed to me, of course. It's no secret for me, you and the General Secretary General that we have 3 months until the elections, and it's quite a difficult domestic political situation, and the government submitted its proposal to the parliament in this framework. The Minister of Defense has been very active when discussing the proposal with members of the Defense Committee of the Parliament. He has defended the government's proposals. I cannot predict the outcome. There is no simple arithmetic operation. But the government has been doing its best regarding that we basically do not have any firm political support in the parliament, and given the constitution of the Czech government, the ultimate decision belongs to the parliament.
Regards the French sale of military equipment to Russia, I would like to say, firstly, that NATO is not involved in that. It is not a NATO question. It is a bilateral arrangement between France and Russia. And it is for France to decide if they want to sail military equipment to Russia. I take it for granted that this sale will take place in full accordance with all international rules and regulations. I understand very well the concerns raised by some allies, but I have two comments on that. Firstly, I take it for granted that Russia will not use or misuse this military equipment against any ally, as Russia is a partner of NATO. And secondly, I can assure you that NATO has all necessary plans in place to protect and defend any ally.
Pravo Daily newspaper. Mr. Secretary General, on Wednesday you have raised the issue of NATO nuclear posture, saying that any change should not be adopted or decided unilaterally. Does that reflect the expected new U.S. Nuclear posture review?
Yes, I really do believe that it is of utmost importance that any decision on our nuclear policy or nuclear poster or any move takes place within a multilateral framework. And as regards our new strategic concept, it is a given that decisions must be taken by consensus. That's the way we work in NATO, and I take it for granted that no member state will take unilateral steps. Five allies have sent me a letter, but they have also assured me that they want to pursue this issue within a multilateral framework. So I have now scheduled discussions on this. I am confident that we will find an agreement on our nuclear posture based on the consensus, which is the basic principle of decision making in NATO.
Děkuji. Prosím, poslední dotaz.
Thank you. Last question, please. Good morning, CTK. A question addressed to the Secretary General. Will you talk to representatives of the principal political Czech parties? Because it was said here that the government's proposal to increase the Czech contingent in Afghanistan did not have quite a clear future in the parliament. So what the expected outcome of your talks in the afternoon, and what should the Czech contribution look like?
As a politician, I do know that you can never predict what will be the outcome of meetings between politicians. But I can tell you that I will convey this very clear message to the party leaders that it is essential for our strategy, our transition strategy in Afghanistan, that we get our training mission up and running. And I would expect it to gain a broad support in the Czech population, as well as among Czech politicians, that the ultimate goal should be to hand over responsibility to the Afghans themselves. I mean, we will not stay in Afghanistan forever. We will stay as long as it takes to finish our job. And to finish our job means to make the Afghans capable to take responsibility themselves. But if we are to make them capable to take responsibility themselves and pave the way for a gradual reduction in the number of international troops, then we have to invest in this transition now. And investment in transition is, among other things, to get our training mission up and running. And I think all allies should contribute to that end, because I feel a strong desire among peoples in troop contributing countries that we make sure that this transition process will be a success. And this is the clear message I will convey to the party leaders. But I do realize that at the end of the day, it is a national decision, and the government is in the hands of the parliament. But I will try. I do my best. I will provide party leaders with strong arguments, I think. I know both of them, so I look forward to a very productive discussion.
Dámy a pánové, děkuji vám za pozornost, oběma pánům děkuji za informace i jejich sdělení pro vás. Naschledanou.